This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
I don't remember my father ever throwing pop out the window just to defend the 70s, or at least him for a moment. But I do remember there being ashtrays in our cars as kids. That you don't often see anymore. Like that was a regular thing. There'd be an ashtray. And he was not a smoker, so we didn't even use these ashtrays. But there they were. That you don't see anymore. Maybe now you could use them for Q-tips, but they're not for Q-tips, but they're not there. Chris Trapasso with me. This is cool. Chris has been with us many years running now around the NFL draft. Every once in a while during the season, we like to check in and sort of update our takes. You can check out Chris's All 32 YouTube show for his analysis on the NFL team by team. Chris, how's that going?
It's been a lot of fun. I've done 3 episodes, and I just try to find like one stat nugget, usually in the advanced stats realm, which is kind of what everyone wants today, a film observation or just a general take on all 32 teams. It's like 1 to 2 minutes for each team, and it's been a lot of fun recording it and starting to get a few more views, as probably will be the case or hopefully will be the case as this series, all 32, continues.
Good. To whatever extent this counts as advanced, is your analysis through 5 weeks that the Bills' offense is actually good?
Are you asking me if I think it is good?
Yes. Is it is it good? Is it great? What is it exactly, in your opinion?
I think it is very good, and we've seen it be great. We've seen it underwhelm a little. I think if you're referencing the advanced stats in terms of EPA per play and EPA per dropback per rush, it's been very good. I think, let's just say, and maybe this is what everyone wants or a lot of your callers want, if in one of these games, like say the throw early to Keon Coleman against the Saints was completed, a downfield throw, then I think everyone would be less worried about this Bills offense. They can run the ball well. They use the underneath game very well. And what I thought, even against the Patriots, which a lot of people would say was maybe their worst game so far offensively because of the turnovers, they still can really spread the football around. And you can have a drive where it's, oh, man, that was a Khalil Shakir drive. Oh, no, that was a Dalton Kincaid drive. Now they're getting Curtis Samuel involved. They're getting the running backs involved. I like that they started to utilize Ty Johnson a little bit more, even though James Cook, I think, is running better than he ever has. So if you factor all these things together, I think it is still one of the best offenses in the NFL. But us locally here feel like, they've been like C-plus to B-minus so far. They're still averaging close to 30 points a game, or right around 30 points a game. So I still think it is one of the league's elite offenses.
Where do you think the passes to Johnson have gone? Like, how has that dried up? You're saying you like him, I think. He has one catch in five games. I mean, I never really did think he had to be the best third down back in the league, but he was certainly useful for them. He's made big plays. Is that coming back?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that maybe if it's not this weekend or this Monday against the Falcons, after the bye week where the Bills can go back to the drawing board a little bit and toss out some philosophies or some plays that aren't working well, and then maybe harken back to like what you're mentioning last year, that Ty Johnson, when he was on the field and it was third down, it felt like there was going to be a big play that could happen, whether it was schemed to him on a wheel route like we saw multiple of those in Detroit last year, or great at just getting open and having that rapport with Josh Allen, like the touchdown in the wild card game against the Denver Broncos. So that's one thing that simultaneously it's been actually made me be okay with the Bills running the ball finally after like two or three years of James Cook, where he's running, making guys miss, playing with a lot more power, that I'm quote unquote okay with it, so to speak, when they're actually handing the football off as opposed to a Josh Allen pass. But I would like to see more Ty Johnson utilized, just getting between 3 to 7, maybe even 10 touches a game, as opposed to James Cook as the clear feature back in this offense.
And quickly, do you have a thought on Ray Davis, like Cook getting the higher percentage of the snaps now versus recent years? Davis has not gotten off at all so far. I don't know if he looks different to you.
We've barely seen him. I would say outside of the Jets Monday Night Football game last year where he filled in for James Cook and had over 100 yards from scrimmage, to me, Ray Davis is kind of just a guy. I think while he's just a guy on your roster, barely making any money as a fourth-round pick, they should utilize him a little more. But if you're or anyone is expecting him to be, you know, this yards-after-contact monster or make a lot of guys miss or run with breakaway speed, like none of those things are his game. I think he has a decently well-rounded game, and that's why he was a fourth-round pick, and he was productive, you know, with multiple thousand-yard seasons at two different schools in college. But when he's on the field, I'm never like, I don't have the same feeling as I do, and especially did last year with Ty Johnson. Like, oh, this could be a big play, and it's, you know, James Cook's not going to get injured on this play on the sideline. To me, Ray Davis should be utilized, but he's not one that I'm like, man, he should get 6 to 10 carries or touches a game, because I don't really think he provides more than what's blocked for him.
I see. I think I agree. Chris Trapasso, my guest here on the Western Hotline. So I wanted to talk about quarterbacks with you, as we often do, like the young guys, as we think about what we thought of them coming into the league and how it's going. Before we start down that path, though, since we're talking about the Bills and what you're seeing through 5 weeks, what about defensively? We're certainly getting more scrutiny about when it's not, like, do they have somebody who can actually get open? That take. About what they are on defense. They've been beaten against the run. Last week you had Diggs in that game with New England have a big night. And there are going to be guys coming back. Do you feel generally secure in what they are on defense or not?
Right now, no. I think they're trying to find their own identity because, and I know this sounds kind of silly to say that they put all their eggs in the basket of a first-round pick who hadn't played, that's 21 years old, in Maxwell Harrison, but all offseason, and I'm sure you guys talked about it, the Bills hinted after the AFC title game, oh, we really wanted to be able to play more man coverage. We couldn't really do it with Rasul Douglas, some of the pieces that they had at corner. So they draft a guy that runs 4.28 with a 39.5-inch vertical that is the twitchiest corner in the draft, essentially, that has man coverage ability. They bring in Ryan Nielsen, who was a defensive coordinator in Jacksonville and Atlanta. Man coverage rates near the top of the league. They just haven't been able to run that much man coverage, and I think they went into at least training camp or the preseason hoping that that would be the case. Suddenly it's, you know, Tre'Davious White in the twilight of his career, and I think they're generating pressure at a decently good rate, and I think especially against New England the last two games, the blitz packages have started to get home a little bit more frequently than they did last year. But the coverage behind it just has not been great, because in a lot of those situations, you do have to play man coverage. They just don't have the horses to do it right now. And what I think is almost as low-hanging of a fruit as, you know, these receivers are not getting open on a consistent basis, the tackling has just not been good. There have been times Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, Dorian Williams, Terrell Bernard even, they're right there. Like, the scheme is working, and they are in the right gap. They're waiting for the ball carrier, and they're just whiffing. So I know every coach will say, hey, we want to tackle better, but that has been something since day one in 2017 that Sean McDermott has preached, not just for his linebackers, but for his defensive back. So it'll be interesting to see against Drake London and Bijan Robinson and guys that can create after the catch how well the Bills can tackle in this Monday Night Football game and then entering the bye week.
Right. So in the game against Atlanta, it's Michael Penix, the Bills' first look at the second-year Falcons quarterback. What do you think so far? It seems like a team, as we've talked about this week, that's been tough to, I don't know, get, I guess, where they've had good and bad. Their last game was pretty good, at least offensively, a win over Washington. Do you like what Penix looks like?
I do. I think he looks like, I mean, he played, what, four or five games at the end of last season, probably should have been in the starting lineup earlier, but he looks like a quarterback that is very inexperienced. And 2 weeks ago, or I guess 3 weeks ago now, because they were on the bye last week, they got shut out in Carolina against a Panthers defense that, outside of J.C. Horn, it is like hard, and maybe Derek Brown, the defensive tackle, it's hard to pick out some of the names on that defense. And in that game, I actually did a video on this on TikTok, talked about it on All 32. His footwork was as bad as any quarterback as I've ever seen. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I'm a quarterback coach and know all the mechanics, but I'm talking like he's a lefty, obviously. Like, his feet are pointing down the seam or to the right side of the field, and he's trying to throw the ball to the left side of the field. It was almost like he just overly trust his arm, had two interceptions in that game. One was a really bad pick six in his, like, deep in his own end. But the following week, last week against the Commanders, the footwork issues, I don't want to say that they were totally eradicated, but he was a lot better with his footwork. So I think at times, like we probably saw and probably can remember back to Josh Allen in 2018, when he gets under pressure, gets a little antsy, the footwork can go haywire. He is overly confident in his arm and can put the ball in some precarious situations. But he has a strong arm. He's going to be super aggressive. He's not afraid to make a tight window throw. And he has Drake London and Kyle Pitts, two big receivers that, even if they're really not open, they can do that Keon Coleman type stuff and probably at a better rate than Coleman. But those similar type throws, where they can go up and get it. So he's been good so far. You can see the flashes, but there have been those very low lows where you can tell, yeah, this quarterback is not quite there yet.
Okay. I started down the quarterback road, but now I'm thinking I want to ask you what you think of Coleman right now.
Okay, I definitely get a lot of players wrong in the draft. I've been on here. I talked about Elijah Badger. He doesn't even get drafted. I love, you know, a bunch of other guys. The Keon Coleman thing, I mean, someone could go into the audio vault and go back to 2 years ago in our lead-up when you guys had me on every week, and that was awesome, talking about Keon Coleman. Nothing has really changed. I mean, he's still near the bottom of the league in separation. Every once in a while, he can make this spectacular play where he, you know, looks like he has a 45-inch vertical, jumps over a guy like he did in that Patriots game. But then there's two or three that he looks like he's never caught a jump ball before. And beyond that, is he giving you a lot of yards after the catch? Is he really strong and powerful after the catch? Not really. I mean, he's big, but he's not like Mike Evans. He's not Brandon Marshall. He's not Jordy Nelson. So he's kind of played exactly like he did at Florida State. Very much boom or bust, and a lot of the play in between the boom and bust is just he's not going to get open. So unless Josh Allen is just forcing him the football like he has, I think, a little bit too much, the production is just probably not going to be there, especially when he's aligning on the outside and he is seeing teams' number one cornerbacks that are usually the biggest, the longest, with the most athleticism and ability to play man coverage.
Mm-hmm. Does Atlanta have that? Do you know? Does Atlanta have?
AJ Terrell had the one season, I think, in 21. He was like a second-team All-Pro. he's not, I mean, he's athletic and he's long, but like I said, all teams' number one corners are usually, you know, like have those attributes. So, no, I mean, I wouldn't say at this point, though, he's someone that you're like, oh, man, he's just going to totally lock down Keon Coleman. But again, even with more motivation and he's more determined, apparently, even though obviously he was probably late for a meeting or whatever the reason that he didn't play that first series that Sean McDermott said, despite all that, he's still the same player. He's not, I don't think, ever going to be a super savvy, super dynamic route runner that's going to get open on a routine basis. What I will say is interesting, even though he only had four catches for 23 yards in the score against the Patriots, he was in the slot 31% of the time against New England, which was the highest percentage in the slot that he has been in the NFL with the Bills. I know I mentioned it. You guys mentioned it. You probably had Matt Harmon on your show, and he mentioned that is the route for Keon Coleman just because there's more space there. So I wonder if that continues where they say, yeah, we don't really like the A.J. Terrell matchup. Let's reduce him into the slot and get him against, you know, 5'10", 185, and then he probably feels more confident and Josh feels more confident throwing the back shoulder ball or the fade in the end zone to him.
Makes good logical sense. With Chris Trapasso here on WGR. Also Monday night, Chicago at Washington, which, of course, that's Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. We just had Drake May, signature win probably for him so far Sunday night. Your top three picks from last year's draft. How do you stack these guys up right now? I think Williams, I mean, it read really bad. Tyler Dunn stuff on him and just the Bears process in drafting him. It's been bumpy, but I'm kind of optimistic right now. He's done enough right. I'm not the analyst you are in terms of like film study, but I'm kind of bullish on Williams at this point, and I'm not sure if I'm on my own there. Daniels has already won Offensive Player of the Year, and May looks like, you know, pretty much that guy so far with New England. So as these drafts go, the top three, at least overall, from last year, I would think you would say pretty positive.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about all of those players and about Caleb Williams, because I have felt kind of like on my own island that I thought last year was bad. He took the most sacks in the league, and usually a lot of young quarterbacks, even the really talented ones who go on to have great careers, take a ton of sacks early on. Like, that's the one area of their game that they usually need to get out of their game by year two, year three, year four. Josh Allen took a lot of sacks early on as well. But I didn't think Caleb Williams was horrific last season, as bad as the narrative was. I think there's a lot of pressure in Chicago, and then the Tyler Dunn stuff comes out before the season. I'm bullish on him too. I think it's starting to click for him a little, and some of those wayward misses aren't as frequent as they were, you know, maybe during that 10-game losing streak last year or early this season. But I think you kind of put a ribbon on that perfectly, or that all three of them look the part. They're not all there yet. They're not all pros, but obviously Jaden Daniels, total game changer. Drake May hasn't had the wins, but he just has the signature win over the Bills and has played good football and has done a good amount with not a ton of talent there in New England and a team that's certainly rebuilding. And I think maybe Caleb Williams felt like he was already arriving when he was the number one overall pick. It's taken him some time to kind of go through some of those, to get over some of those hurdles. And I think you see not even just flashes. You can see two or three series in a row where you're like, whoa, I can tell that he really should have been the number one overall pick. Like, I can see he deserved to be that number one overall pick. And I have to feel a lot of faith in his tandem with Ben Johnson, because I think he's one of the best play designers in the NFL.
May, I mean, Bills fans don't want to hear it, but that looks like that could be very high upside with him, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. And all three of those quarterbacks, I was high on all three of them in my NFL draft algorithm that I call Resin. They were all, like, very, very high. Like, ironically, Josh Allen is still the highest quarterback in my Resin system, but they were not far behind. So that was a draft where it's like, oh, is one of these guys really low? Like, the year before, Bryce Young, I did not love. The traits were not there. My system, my objective, like, numerical system did not like Bryce Young whatsoever. And you're seeing that with Young, that you're like, man, how is he the first overall pick, being as small as he is with his weak of an arm? With Williams, with May, and with Jaden Daniels, the traits are through the roof. And I think maybe Williams would be the shakiest one of this, but I think they all have a pretty good head on their shoulders and understand that they need to get better, that they need to learn how to read coverages. And I think for Williams, more so than May or even Daniels, that we're kind of thinking of big plays, learning how to take the check down and not always be searching for those home runs. And we certainly know that here in Buffalo, that was a key component to Josh Allen going from, you know, the Josh Allen experience or a sugar high Josh Allen to the player that he is today.
One more we can fit this in, I think, Chris, if you have time, is Cam Ward. I haven't watched him at all yet. I mean, the results don't look great, but it feels like also it could be a pretty dysfunctional organization there. They do get the win somehow in Arizona.
That was crazy.
Crazy. Can you be optimistic here? Is it too soon to not be?
I think it's probably a little bit too soon not to be optimistic. The first 4 weeks were not very good at all, and I did not really see any of those flashes. But, and maybe this is one out of 1,000 victory that they just had over the Arizona Cardinals, we may look back and say that was the game where the lights kind of came on for Cam Ward, because in that fourth quarter, he completed, I think he was like 13 of 16. It was a similar second half to what Drake May had against the Bills. It's like 13 of 16 at nine yards per attempt. And there was two throws to Calvin Ridley, one down the seam that was like a Josh Allen throw that was like 45 yards on a line, perfectly in stride. And then later in the game to set up the game-winning field goal, a perfect bucket throw against tight coverage down the sideline to Calvin Ridley. So I still don't have much faith in that organization in terms of its roster right now. The offensive line isn't good. His receivers are and the defense is kind of a no-name defense. But for the first time this season in watching Cam Ward, I don't want to say he orchestrated the comeback because it was more that the Cardinals gave it away, but he had the opportunity to get that comeback win. And in that fourth quarter, he was very good.
Right on. All right. So all 32 at YouTube. What else are you working on, Chris, if anything you want to mention?
Just doing my TikTok film video. So you just, those two social networks, which is a little different from what it's been for me in the past. Mm-hmm. Appreciate anyone watching the videos, like, subscribe, you know how it all goes.
Are you into next year's draft yet? I'm guessing you are.
Not yet. No? I mean, we talked about Ty Simpson, who is pretty fascinating.
We did, yes.
Which I appreciate that, because any of the heads up early helps. I usually wait until a little after Halloween into November when these guys have played a few more games to start to dig into the next year's draft.
Okay, this is the Alabama quarterback who I was just randomly watching. I guess that was the Georgia game.
Yeah.
And like, this guy's awesome. I don't know. Is the Alabama, well, it's happened, but I wasn't really expecting it. And I was super impressed. So I had to text Chris my take. Thanks for taking my call in that case, Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your time today as well.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Chris Trapasso with us here on WGR. And you just heard how you can get more of his content. Yeah. Why was I watching? Probably a bet, or everybody in my family was out of the house. So like, what else do you do on a Saturday? Turn on a college game? I think it was probably a bet. Let's be honest. Okay. Well, we got a little time here before our next guest, who will be Sal at 5. The Sabres home to the Rangers tonight, pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton will join me then. 803-0550 is the number to get in on the Bills or the Sabres. Yesterday, I constructed this somewhat, for me, elaborate discussion point, talking point on the Bills. And I just looked up and lines were completely jammed with people who wanted to say what they don't like about this team right now. And maybe you're sort of waiting for your chance. This could be your chance. I'm not asking you to be negative. I'm just saying, like, we got a little time here. Sal at 5, Paul at 6, Sabres at 7. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Keon Coleman thing, I mean, someone could go into the audio vault and go back to 2 years ago in our lead up when you guys had me on every week talking about Keon Coleman. Nothing has really changed. I mean, he's still near the bottom of the league in separation. Every once in a while, he can make this spectacular play where he, you know, looks like he has a 45-inch vertical, jumps over a guy like he did in that Patriots game. But then there's two or three that he looks like he's never caught a jump ball before. And beyond that, is he giving you a lot of yards after the catch? Is he really strong and powerful after the catch? Not really.
Chris Trapasso, I mean, the Bills are doing it again through five games. No dominant at all target hog in their offense. It goes like this. In terms of catches, at least, and targets would probably mirror this, but Shakir 22, Coleman 21, Dalton Kincaid, 20. Cook and Palmer, 12. And then sixth place would be Knox with 6. More catches than Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel, Ty Johnson, maybe interestingly, Shavers as well. I mean, look, this we've been here. We know this is not a, it probably sounds like it, but exactly a referendum. It is, maybe, on just sort of how they've built this. You can't argue with the results. But there is no clear leader in this area. And it's easy to paint that as a good thing. It's also easy to paint there being one as a good thing. Detroit has Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? Like, he is going to, he has 6 touchdown catches, 35 catches, over 400 yards, like, He's the number one guy pass offense wise to deal with in Detroit. And then you've got Gibbs and Montgomery, who are, to say the least, good enough as a running attack to make life a little bit easier for the quarterback there and for the receivers. But there is not that with the Bills, as we know. The Bills and the Lions are each conference's respective betting favorite to go to the Super Bowl. Imagine a Bills-Lions Super Bowl. You probably have. We haven't been that far away from it in the last couple of years. I just think of those, when I think of the Bills and Lions together, I think of those preseason games every year. The Ralph Wilson, you know, special, the last game of the preseason. And as that got older, nobody would ever play and just like, what a, well, frankly, kind of a waste of time that game was. But it was always the Bills and the Lions. And right now, they are the respectively AFC and NFC Super Bowl favorites. I think, I mean, despite the loss to New England, the Bills at the one app I'm looking at now are the clear number one choice. And that's largely, I mean, of course, it's the reputation and who they are, but it's also their odds of winning their division and being the one. I mean, that is a big element in what goes into these, you know, these odds, these numbers. How likely are they to be the home team? How likely are they to get the bye? This kind of thing. And the Bills have that over the Chiefs. Would the Bills be favored this week in Kansas City? I think no. And again, that's not like a huge take or anything. They have been favored in Kansas City, I think, a couple of times in these regular season games. I don't think they would be this week, but I don't know. Kansas City's issue is their record. And being in a division with Denver and the Chargers, who are both at least pretty good, that will make it hard for them to win the AFC West and, you know, then to get home field. Like, that's obviously what that's about. So it goes Bills, Chiefs, Colts. The Colts have the record, and they do look really good. They don't have the history, the recent history of, you know, excellence that would give them maybe the benefit of the doubt here. And they also have Jacksonville and, for that matter, Houston, two teams that could end up pushing them. That's why this whole point is why New England is so important. If New England goes away, so to speak, then I think you got it. I mean, I think you should get the one. You should kind of sail to the playoffs and be able to the best extent that you can control this to be able to sort of set yourself up for success. That's extra. This was the case last year too, but they didn't get the one. They had to go on the road ultimately in the AFC Championship. But just, you know, whether that's matchups, rest, different ways you can play that. If you can again get to week 15 even and have the AFC East wrapped up, man, that is, it's got to be such a big edge. Didn't help them last year. Part of that was they were still chasing the Chiefs. And so those late season games were still big. They were never going to sit guys for the playoffs' sake in weeks 15 through 17. Then they got to 18 and they could afford it because the Chiefs had gotten to the point where they were out of reach. So then you have the game where Allen plays one play and guys are coming off the field. So that's the Bills' biggest edge right now in the odds, is that they have what looks like the, you know, best chance of winning their own division. If New England stays good, then that would complicate this. NFC is really interesting. Like right now, what is the best bet? Who is the best bet to win the NFC? Detroit has Green Bay. Green Bay has Detroit. They each also have Minnesota, for what it's worth. Philadelphia is sort of the version of the Bills with what maybe is the smoothest trip to the, you know, to the division title. But I don't know. Like, Washington made that tough last year. I like Dallas for the price for this. NFC West could be anybody's. I mean, anybody's. That is just four teams that are all pretty good. That could go all the way. And when you look at odds, it makes it really tough to, you get a good price if you guess it right, but to sort of lean on somebody, because I think the division is so even. And then NFC South, you would have, Tampa would be a pretty big favorite there. Atlanta would be second. Carolina, New Orleans, nowhere near. Maybe Tampa is the bet. All their games are close. It's San Francisco at Tampa Bay this week. And I think that's a 3-point line. Maybe because every Buccaneers game is like a 3-point game, right down to the end. Great win in Seattle. Tampa is 10-1 to win the NFC. I could see that happening. They get Evans back. Eventually they get Bucky Irving back, probably even earlier, maybe. And Mayfield is really on a roll for the Bucs. And they've won that division 4 years in a row, which is kind of stealth. People don't think of the Bucs maybe as like being on the kind of run the Bills are in their own division, but they almost are. And the division has been pretty weak, but so has this one. So it goes Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Rams, Washington, Tampa. And then there's a big drop in who wins the NFC prices, down to Seattle at plus 2,200, Minnesota right there with Seattle, and then way down even further to Dallas. I'm not sitting here like thinking all that about the Lions, but I probably should be. And I think why I'm not is that before the season, the Lions had both their coordinators leave. It's another kind of one of these things that the Bills have been lucky with. And, you know, it's somewhat, it's not all luck. Like, they've been so stable with their coaching staff. Detroit, you know, Ben Johnson, maybe this will be Joe Brady next year. We should talk about it at some point. He goes, and then what's that going to look like? Defensive court, Aaron Glenn leaves for the Jets. Two key offensive linemen leave. Are they all key? One retires, one leaves in free agency. And it seemed to me like they were a little bit inflated. Like, they had a great season, a lot of defensive injury.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because maybe they were the best team in the league themselves before it all fell apart. They lost Hutchinson, Detroit, but Philadelphia wins it, and they get the credit for this, like the best roster. So I was kind of off Detroit. I didn't want to draft Jahmyr Gibbs at 105. I didn't want to draft St. Brown at 112. I never wanted to draft Laporta. Just felt like the Lions, I don't want to say would implode, but a step back for sure. I don't think we've seen it. And so here they are with Green Bay being as good as they've looked. The Lions are still the top choice in the NFC. I think they've earned that. But I still, I'm sort of fighting against it. I have a tough time, like, just sort of accepting that the Lions are the best. I don't know why. Really, I should just do that. Who is it then? Who, if it, I don't really love the Eagles. Like, who? If it's not Detroit, who is it? They do. You'd have to say they make sense as the conference favorite. Coming up, Sal Capaccio at 5, the line. Those of you who've been with us a long time know it's that time of the week. Closing in on 5 o'clock on a Thursday, the line. So a little bit more on what the odds look like with this week in mind coming up. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.